Begin the current daf, Mesechtas Chulin daf Lamed Beis. Begin 9 lines down with the top of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, is regarding deviations in the slaughtering, which could be potential halachic problems in the Shechita. Says the Mishnah, Naf Lasak and Vigbia. Someone's in the middle of slaughtering, the knife falls, and he picks it up, and that there's a delay in that amount of time in the middle of the slaughtering. Or let's say Naf Lukalev, or his garments fall down, Vigbia, and then he picks it up. Or let's say Hishchiz Es Hasakin. Before he slaughtered, he was sharpening the knife, and that tired him out. So therefore, when he started the slaughtering, he didn't have so much energy and vigor. And therefore, in the middle of the slaughtering, he stopped. And Bochaver B'shachat, his friend came and finished off the slaughtering. Says the Mishnah regarding all these cases, if he delayed the amount of time in the middle of the slaughtering, the amount of time that it would take to slaughter, psula, that will invalidate, that's known as shehiyah, that will invalidate the slaughtering. Shimon, he disagrees. He says, "Mishokad a beaker." The time span of the delay is that of inspection, of checking, which the Gemara is explaining. What exactly does that mean? But first, the Gemara clarifies the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. Ma'kadei shechita. What does it mean that the invalidation is if you delay the amount of time that it takes to slaughter? So Amar Rav, he says, "Kadei shechitas behema acheres." It's the amount of time that it takes to slaughter another animal. In other words, don't say what it means. Kadei shechita means the amount of time it would take to complete and conclude this slaughtering, and not more than that. No, it's the amount of time that it would take in the entirety of another slaughtering. If you delay that amount of time, that invalidates the shechita. Now, however, Amr Le Rav Kahana Rav Asla Rav, they asked to Rav, when you said it's the amount of time of slaughtering an animal, are you saying Kadei shechitas behema, the amount of time it takes to slaughter a different animal, that's how you evaluate the delay for slaughtering le behema, for an animal? But v'ayf l'ayf, the amount of time it takes to slaughter another bird, that's how much you time for the delay when you're middle of slaughtering a bird? Dilma, maybe you were saying across the board, af behema, even that you'll evaluate the amount of time it takes to slaughter an animal, even for qualifying the delay of life for a bird, which that would be a leniency, because a bird, the slaughtering is half the amount of time. First of all, the neck is smaller, everything's smaller. Additionally, you only have to cut one pipe. By the animal, it's larger neck, you have to cut two pipes. And therefore, if the amount of delay of invalidation is only that of an animal, for a bird, that would be a leniency. So what were you saying when it's Kadei Shechitas Behema? Is that for only behemas, but Eif is for Eif? Or even for Eif is, it's that of behema. So Amalhu Rav said to them, Lehava Bedichna Bei Bechavivi Dashayli. I wasn't so comfortable with my uncle, Reb Chiya, when I was learning this halacha, and he wasn't so gracious and open that I should ask him this question, because Rav was the nephew, both from his mother and his father, from Reb Chiya, and when he told him the question, he didn't have that confidence to ask him that question at the time, and therefore, he didn't get that answer. When you say Kadei Shechitas Behema, is it only for Behema or even for Eif? However, the Gemara does tell us that Itmar was said that Amar Rav, he did tell us that it's Kadei Shechitas Behema LeBehema V'Eif LeEif. That for a bird, you don't get the amount of time of a behema. Behema is for behema, and when you're slaughtering a bird, if you delay the amount of time it takes to slaughter another bird, that would be the invalidation. Now, Shmuel Amar, he says, a leniency. He says, no, a fill a behema la'if. Even the amount of time it takes to slaughter an animal, that's how much the time delay has to be for when you delay when you're slaughtering a bird. Where we gave that share of shechita for behema for its shehiyah for the bird, and that's a leniency. This is, we even given the amount of time of delay for that, how much it would take to slaughter another animal, even when you're in the middle of slaughtering a bird. Now, the Gir says, Reb Chanina Amar, he says a different qualification, similar, but he says what the Tanna Kamma meant, Kadei Shechita, is Kadei Sheyavi Behema Acheres V'Yishchid. The amount of time it takes to bring another animal and slaughter it, that is the invalidation of delay. Well, that is the Gemara Yavi, to bring it, even from anywhere in the world, then you're giving a halacha that's relative in its measurement, because sometimes the other animal could be far, sometimes close. How could you qualify what's considered delay then? So Amar Papi says, no, what he meant to say was, Aymedes, the animal is standing right here. The only thing it's missing is lahatl, is to put it and push it down to the ground. That's ikibinau, that's the difference between Reb Chanina and Reb Yechanan. Meaning Reb Yechanan was qualifying only the amount of time it takes to slaughter another animal. Reb Chanina was a little bit longer, that the amount of time it takes to push the animal down to the ground and slaughter, but not that you have to go get it. When he meant to bring it, he meant just to push it down to the ground. That's what he's extending in the amount of time of the delay. A fourth interpretation, Amri b'Marav v'Mishmed Rabbi Yisrael b'Chanina, in Eretz Yisrael, they said the name of Rabbi Yisrael b'Chanina, that it's Kadei Sheik Behena, the amount of time that it takes to lift up the animal, v'Yabritena, and lay it down, v'Yishchat, and slaughter it. And moreover, they qualify even further. It's daka ledaka, meaning the amount of time that it takes to when you're slaughtering a small animal, small livestock, that the time delay, you evaluate the amount of time it takes to slaughter a similarly small animal like it. And vegasa legasa, and when you're slaughtering a large animal, then you evaluate it in a larger time span, how much it would take to slaughter another large animal. Now Rashi just points out that even though we have the opinion over here of Rav, and you have the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan, and generally when they disagree, Allah is like Rabbi Yechanan, but since we have the opinion of Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, who goes with the same opinion of Rav, where he, as we just quoted, says, daka gas legasi, really match it up, what something is, so therefore he would say similarly that you would say, eif le'eif, which, and therefore we do stringently, and that we don't say, as Shmuel had said, and Yechanan, that we even do behema le'eif, no, you go eif to eif, behema behema, and even more finely qualified, daka lagadaka, gasa lagasa. Now, related to this teaching of the halacha of a mishnah of shehi of delay, Amar Rav, he says, hasheched besakin Rav, someone's cutting with a bad knife, meaning it doesn't have a really sharp blade. So you could cut and cut and cut, it's barely getting there. Afilakaliyam kula, but even if he's cutting the entire day, because that's how long it's taking to slaughter this one slaughtering, kasher, it's going to be valid slaughtering. And the reason for that is because since the whole entire day he's doing that sawing back and forth motion, he never stopped in the middle of his slaughtering. So he never had a shehiyah. Now, related to this, Bay Rav, he asked, shehiyas mao shayid starfu. What's the halacha? Do delays combine? If let's say he stopped 2 or 3 times during the one slaughtering, but each one didn't have the shear of the delay. But if you combine all the stops, they would combine for the amount of time, let's say, that it takes for the shechita. Does that combine or not? So I've asked the Gemara, but Tifshal Limited Day, let him resolve it from his own halacha that we just mentioned right before. He said if someone slaughters with a bad knife, so we see from that halacha that it does not combine because the Gemara at this point assumes that when he was cutting with the bad knife, when you say he's slaughtering the whole day, I mean, he didn't stop with a huge stop, but he took a breather here and there. So you see that even though throughout the day he must have stopped a few times, that still doesn't combine. Says the Gemara, no, Hasam Adlei Shah. They wouldn't say he was cutting the whole entire day, that it's not a problem, is when he never stopped at all. But if he stopped for a half a second, a millisecond, a nanosecond, maybe that would combine, and if it's no raya. Now another question, Bay Rav Hu in the Bered Rav Nasni says, Shaha b'miut simanim. Let's say the person slaughtered most of the pipes, most of the animal. Then, however, he delayed when he was slaughtering the last little bit. And then he concluded the shechita. Now, what's the halacha? What's the question? Do we say that since he already cut most of the pipes before he stopped, so he already validated the shechita and it's okay? Or maybe that we say that no, since ultimately he finished off the slaughtering and he had a delay in that end part, then we view that all as one shechita and therefore he had a shehiyah in the shechita and therefore it's invalid. So Zigmar take it, let it stand, and therefore we have to go stringently. Now, as Rashi said, that this was only talking about the end of the shehiyah. Why? When he says Shah b'mid simanim, Rashi explained it only at the end because he says if he delayed even in the minority of the first part, so it depends. If it's the trachea, so he didn't do anything, and therefore it's not considered a delay because it's not considered a psul of tarfus until it's at least halfway cut and blemished. If it's the esophagus, where he made a small little hole, it's already going to be considered trefa either way you look at it. Because since he delayed, so he already lost the first action, because the shechita cannot have a delay for whatever that shear is that he had over here. And therefore it would be like he just made a hole and it would make it a trefa. So actually Rashi says halachically what a person should do, if let's say someone's slaughtering the animal and they cut off most of the simanim, so it's a valid shechita and they just throw it to the side and he's waiting for the bird to die, but then it doesn't end up dying. So it says Rashi, don't go back and cut that remaining little bit, which would qualify it as a halach of shechita. Because that actually, as we're going l'chumra in our sugya, shabim mitzimanim, we say that maybe actually that would make it into a non-kosher slaughtering, because you had a shehiyah even at the end. So Rashi, this is better just hit it over the head with a knife, or wait till it dies, because that wouldn't be a problem about shehiyah and the shechita, and you already had a proper shechita. But possibly here, we even do at the end the mitzimanim, and you cut it, that would then be, yet you had that whole delay when you're thrown it and then go back and finish it at the end, and therefore that shouldn't be done. Now the Mishnah quoted Reb Shimon Eimer, he disagreed with the Tanakhama. He says, Imshakadei Biker, if he delays the amount of time of inspecting, says the Gemara, Maikadei Biker, what does it mean, the amount of time to inspect? So Reb Yechon says, Kadei Biker Shal Chacham, it's the amount of time that the sage, when he checks the knife, which he runs his finger through and he checks the knife, which is halacha before the Sheikhet slaughters, that's the amount of time. Here too, the Gemara asks him, "Kein nesata devarach l'shiurin." So then you're giving your words relative measurements, because sometimes the sage could live far, sometimes close. How could you qualify what's the shear of Shehiyah, which is an intrinsic measurement? So Ella rather says the Gemara, what it means to say is Kedei Bikur Tavach Chacham. It's where we're talking about where the slaughter himself is the sage. The amount of time that he himself has to check it, that's that's not a relative measurement. That's simply how long would it take someone to check who he himself is the Chacham. That's the amount of time that he holds as the Shir Shia to invalidate the Shechita. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on halachas of invalidations relative to the Shechita. Says the Mishnah, Shachar es aveshet, and we're talking about when one is slaughtering an animal. So you have to cut both pipes. So if someone slaughters the esophagus, upasik es hagageris, which that's known as ikur, which he doesn't end up cutting with the knife, the trachea. The trachea ends up getting pulled out. Oi pasik es hagageris, vachach shachar es aveshet, or the opposite. That first, the pipe ends up getting nicked. It ends up getting cut, pulled out, meaning not with the shechita, and then he slaughters the esophagus. Oi, shachar echem hen, or let's say he cut one of the two pipes. V'hemtun la'acha mesa, and then he waited for the animal till it died, where he didn't cut the second pipe. Oi, shehechler es asak and tachas asheni, or a different problem is where he does chalado, which is borrowing, which he goes beneath the second pipe, which is really between where the pipe is and the neck, the back of the, we slaughter from the throat, and you get to the back. So if you're going beneath the second pipe, you're going behind that and between that and the neck bone. And then he cuts it, meaning from bottom up. Usually go from top down. Here he's going from down up. So that's also invalidation in Shechita. So Yibshev Aimer, he says, and that's the name of the sage, and we find such a biblical name in Divrei Hayamim, he says Nevela, the animal, because like we said, all these cases are not valid Shechitas, so the animal is actually considered a Nevela, as if it wasn't slaughtered at all, and therefore has Tumas Maga, Masa, it has all the halachas of an animal that just died by itself. Now Rabbi Kiva Mitrefa, he disagrees, he says, no, a Shechita is being done, and there's a problem, however, so it's considered a Trefa, mortal defect, you can't eat it, but it doesn't have Tumas Nevela. However, Klal Amr Rabbi Sheva Mishim Rabbi Shura. Rabbi Sheva had said a general rule in the name of Rabbi Shua. Kol shenifsla b'shchitasa nevela. If there's a problem with the slaughtering, you didn't do a valid slaughtering. So there was a nevela. In all these cases that we described, there was a problem in the slaughtering. So then it's considered an animal that just died. Kol shenifsla kuro. But in contrast, whenever they're slaughtering, you did a good slaughtering. But v'dava acha garmla lipasla, it's just something else that caused it to be invalid. That's when you say it's a trefa. And says the Mishnah of Hoyle Rebbe Kiva, and Rebbe Kiva ultimately agreed and retracted. And all the halachas in our Mishnah we consider as a nevela because it was a problem with the shechita. You didn't do a valid shechita, so it's not a shechita, so it's a nevela. When you did a valid shechita, but just happens to be the animal had a nick in its neck or had one of these problems unrelated to the slaughtering, that's when it's going to be a trefa, and that's when you could say that it's not going to have tumas nevela. Now, we just said, Shachar es avesha b'chul, we said all the cases of the Mishnah. We said that Rabbi Sheva said that it's considered nevela. And the Mishnah ultimately concluded, V'hoidle Rabbi Kiva agreed. So everyone agrees these cases are considered nevela. So therefore, asked the Gemara Remini, but there's a contradiction from the Mishnah later on, of Membezim et al. The Mishnah says, Elu trefis bebehema. These are cases when the animal is considered a trefa, not a nevela, a trefa. What are these cases? So we continue to tell Membez. So the first cases that it discusses over there, Nekuvas aveshet, if the esophagus gets a hole in it, upseikis hagargeris, or if the trachea gets pulled out. So you see that when the trachea gets pulled out, it's considered a trefa, not a nevela. Now the problem is, since in our Mishnah we said that Rabbi Kiva ultimately retracted and agreed to Rabbi Shevav, so who is the Tana, the Mishnah later on, the Perikele Trefas, that says it's considered a trefa? What do you mean? We said that psegis agargeris, when you're slaughtering and the trachea gets pulled out, that the halach is going to be that it's going to be considered a nevela. But yet they were saying that it's not a nevela, it's just a trefa. So Amar Rabbi says, like Kash, it's not a difficulty. Why? Khan in our Mishnah is talking about where sheshachat. Now first he slaughters the esophagus. L'b'seif pasak. And at the end is when the trachea gets pulled out. Whereas Khan shall pasak l'b'seif shachat. The Mishnah later on is talking about where first the trachea got pulled out, and then he slaughtered the esophagus. So what's the difference? The Gemara explains. Shachar l'b'seif pasak, our Mishnah, the way Rav is explaining, where he first slaughters the esophagus and then the trachea gets pulled out, nifselas b'shchitahi. That problem happens in the slaughtering, because you're slaughtering, and as you're slaughtering, boom, the other pipe pulls out. Oh, so that's a problem in the slaughtering. That's like we said in the Mishnah, a problem with the slaughtering. You didn't do a valid slaughtering. It's considered an avela. In contrast, the Mishnah later on that says pasukol b'seif shachad, Rav is saying that that case is where the trachea first got pulled out and then he ended up slaughtering the esophagus. Well, that's kidava acha garm loli pasul dami. That's like something else is causing the invalidation, because even though it's happening at the same time, but it happened before he started the slaughtering. It already was invalid. But it's not something that you did wrong in your slaughtering. So that's a trefa. You did a good slaughtering. It's just a problem with the animal. And therefore, that's why everyone would agree with it that it's going to be a trefa in Pesukos Hagigeres. However, on this interpretation of Rava, Esevei Rav Acha Bar Hunna L'Rava. Yes, but look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Shachres HaVeshet U'Pesukos Hagigeres. Whether it's talking about that he first slaughtered the esophagus and then the trachea fell out, or Pesukos HaGargaris is one of the cases of the Mishnah, if the trachea first got pulled out, and then he slaughtered the esophagus, nevela. So you see, clearly not like Rav is trying to answer, even in Pesukos HaGargaris Shachat, even when it first gets pulled out and then he slaughters, Rabbi Sheviv calls it a nevela, and Rabbi Kiva agrees. So how can you say that's the case over there in Daf Mem Beis, where it's considered a trefa, when you see clearly our Mishnah says that even that is nevela? So that says Rabbah, that's not difficult. MSA in our Mishnah, Ukvar Shachar es HaVeshet Meikara. It doesn't mean and then afterwards he slaughters the Veshet. Really what you should say is that because the esophagus was already slaughtered beforehand, so that's a psul in the Shechita, that's why it's Nevela. But really if it's Pasak V'Achkach, but if it's really Pasak V'Achkach Shachat, is actually going to be a Treva. On that Amalei said to him, Shtei Chubis B'Dabah. There's two responses to what you're trying to answer. If that would be the case, it's the same thing as the first case. The Mishnah already said, and then said, if you're trying to say, and already had the veshet was already cut, that's the same case you just said before. Which the gears is, a brace clearly says it's not, it's saying that afterwards. So that's the same case that you're trying to say is later on, and there it says treif, and here it says nevela. So Elam Rava, rather Rava gives a different approach. Says this that says later on, Elu Trefes, it really doesn't mean like in the word Trefes that simply that it has a mortal defect, but it won't be considered nevela in the sense it won't have tumas nevelas. No. Rather, Elo Asuris Ketani. What the Mishnah there means, it says these are things that are problems and are forbidden regarding an animal. V'yeshmehen nevelas. And some of them will have the halacha of a nevela. For example, like the cases of our Mishnah, where although that's the first two cases it mentions over there, Nekubes HaVesher, the Pesukos HaGargaris, where there it's actually going to be, like our Mishnah says, a nevela, because the flaw happened in the area of where the slaughtering is. And as we said in our Mishnah, if it's in the Malkam Shechita, so you didn't do a valid Shechita, and it doesn't make a difference in the order, as we're pointing out. So they're going to be nevelas, V'yeshmehen Trefes, and then the rest, yeah, there are those that are going to be considered trefa. But it doesn't really mean that all those cases are treifas, because actually the first two cases are actually nevelas, like we said in our Mishnah. But the Gemara asks, if that's the case, since you're saying that that Mishnah later on is not only teaching cases of treifa, rather it's talking about even cases of nevela, so then why did it only pick those 18 cases? V'lichshav nami d'chizkia, then they should have counted the problem that Chizkia talks about. The Machizkia says, aso gistra, someone makes an animal cut in half. No matter where he cuts it, by the neck, anywhere he cuts it in half, nevela. The animal is automatically considered a nevela, and even if it's still moving around, it's considered nevela, and it's going to have all the halachas related to nevela. So let it say that case. V'lechshav nami de Rebbe Laza. Should have said the case of Rebbe Laza. Dam Rebbe Laza, he says, not l'yerech v'chalal shalah. If you take off the thigh of the animal and you could see the cavity of its bone over there, it's recognizable, then nevela is considered nevela. So you're saying nevela cases? Why don't you say these cases too? So that's not a difficulty, because Kiktani Nevela, although we mentioned cases of Nevela over there, which are the first two cases of Nekubes HaVesher, the Pesukos HaGargaris, Deloy Metame Michaim. We only mentioned types of Nevelas that do not transmit Tuma, which is what Nevela does, when the animal is still alive, because they're considered dead already. Av Nevela Metame Michaim, Lekitani, but Nevelas that will transmit Tuma even when they're alive, because here technically the animal is still moving around, it lost its thigh and you just cut the animal in half, but it's still moving around. Those types of nevelas, it didn't count, and therefore that's not a difficulty why I didn't mention them. And therefore that's a valid answer that Rava gives, where it's not difficult for the Mishnah later on, because it doesn't mean only Eilu Trefes, it means these are forbidden. A lot of them are Trefes, but some of them are nevela, like we learned in our Mishnah. But the Gemara gives another resolution for the question. Shimon, he says, no, you don't have to say like Rava and amend it and says that it really means Eilu Asuras. No, it says over there in that Mishnah, Eilu Trefes, and it means treifas, and it's still not difficult. Why? Kan, our Mishnah is talking about sheshachat b'mokim chatech, that he slaughtered in the area where it was already cut and blemished and nicked from beforehand. Meaning, the area where the majority of the trachea was cut, which that's how Rashi learns the halacha of ikur, that it was already detached, that's where he slaughtered. That's going to be considered a problem with the slaughtering, and therefore nevela, because you never really did a slaughtering. Kan sheshachat shelo b'makom chatech. The Mishnah over there, although it's talking about the same case, where the trachea was already had pesika, already was cut, already had ikur, but where you slaughtered, it was not where it was cut, as the Gemara explains. Shachet b'makom chatech in our Mishnah was talking about where he cut, where it was already nicked, already in the trachea, it was already ripped out. Nifsala b'shchitahi, that's a problem in the slaughtering. It's like you didn't really slaughter, because you're doing it where it already had a hole already, so we can't consider that as if you're cutting anything. You didn't cut the trachea, so you didn't do a valid shchita, which requires cutting both the veshet and the kana. Shaloi b'makom chatech, but in that Mishnah over there, where you slaughtered not where it was cut, that's considered like a different invalidation, because you did a full shechita. Yeah, obviously it's not good because the trachea is already ripped out. So it's not going to be considered validating it to, permissible to be eaten, but that's not going to make a nevela, because nevela is when it wasn't slaughtered. You slaughtered it. It's just that it was a trefa, and therefore it's not difficult to do that Mishnah on our Mishnah. However, on this the Gemara asks, did really Rish Lakish say, like we're quoting him over here? But V'amr B'Shem Lakish, he said, Shachar Sakana, someone slaughtered the trachea. The achikach nikva hareya, and then between the slaughtering of the trachea and before he went and slaughtered the esophagus, there was a puncture in the lung of the animal. Said Rish Lakish, share it, it's still going to be valid. Why is it going to be valid? Isn't that a trephus in the lung before he got a chance to finish the shechita? So says the Gemara, because Amma, obviously we see that since the lung is contingent, is suspended, is dependent on the trachea. Now, therefore, once you already slaughtered the trachea, it's command, it's as if you already took out that part of the anatomy already out of the animal, because you already did that, you already took care of that part. And that part includes not just the trachea, but everything that's dependent on it, which includes the lungs, and it's as if the mantra b'dikula dami, it's like as if it's already put in the basket, and therefore you cannot invalidate the animal by having a tarfus in that part of the animal. So therefore, if that's the case, so then let's relate it to what we're talking about over here. So hach over here, when you have a psika, you have a hole in the trachea, and then you slaughter, so then nami, there also, since we said that you already had psikas agageris, which means to say that the majority of the trachea was already torn already, because that's the only way you have psikas agageris, because until halfway, it's not considered a tarfus. So when we talk about psikas agageris, it must mean that the majority of it was already ripped. So therefore, it's command de mantra b'dikula dami. Therefore, if it's already majority of it already ripped, you have to view it as if it's already in a basket. Because like that's the way Rish Lakish qualifies as a leniency regarding when you have a hole in the lung, we say, that's not a problem. It's even though you didn't do the esophagus yet, because you already slaughtered the kana, and whatever's dependent on it, it's like it's already out of here. So therefore here, it's, as a stringency, it should be the same thing. Because at this point in time, even if you're cutting the trachea not where it was cut, we view this animal at the time of slaughtering as if it only has one simen, as if it only has esophagus, as if the trachea is not here. And therefore, if you're only cutting the esophagus, obviously it's not considered a valid shechita to remove it from the vela, even if you're cutting in a different place. So how could that be his resolution of the question and say that, oh, it depends. Our Mishnah is talking about when you cut it, you slaughtered it where it was cut, and then you slaughtered it in a different place. What does it help you slaughter in a different place? The trachea is not there. The majority of it is already cut. You view it as if it's like in the basket. So therefore, how could that be his resolution of this contradiction? So Elam Rebbe Chiya Bar Abba Amr B'Yechanan says a different resolution. He says, Loi Kash, it's not difficult. Kan, the Mishnah over there in Daf Mem Beis, in Elu Trefes, that was Rebbe Kiva, Koidim Chazara, before he retracted, as we found in our Mishnah, where originally he disagreed with Rebbe Shevav. Whereas Kan, our Mishnah that says, Hoidele Rebbe Kiva, was La'ach HaChazara, after he retracted, where, yeah, that's when he considers it all as nevelas. But originally, as the Mishnah there on Daf Mem Beis says, he held that they were treifas, as we found in our Mishnah, that he initially disagreed with Rebbe Shevav. Now, however, Mishnah, but the Mishnah, Eilu Treifas, after it was already taught and learned in the Beis Medrash before Bikiva had retracted, so although ultimately retracted, but Loizazim Mekayma was not removed from its place. In other words, the Tanoim did not forget that teaching of Rebbe Kiva, and therefore they did not uproot it from their Mishnaic text, even though Rebbe Kiva ultimately retracted. And still in spite of that, the Rabban and the Rabbis kept it in their Tanoic teachings, even after Rebbe Kiva retracted, and that's what that Mishnah is referring to. But you're right, ultimately Rebbe Kiva retracted. Now, Rashi points out, although our Mishnah comes first, still says Rashi, ain't say dula Mishnah. There's no order for the Mishnayis, and even though it's a one Masechta, and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says in one Masechta that there is an order for the Mishnayis, and that Rashi says, that's only in regards to an anonymous Mishnah, and then there being a disagreement, or Machlekes, and then anonymous Mishnah, with the Chacham, those who put together the Mishnaic text, they were particular about the order, because the halacha is, when you have a machlekes and then stam, the halacha is like stam. It says Rashi, regarding all other areas, they weren't particular about the order. And therefore, although really our Mishnah is after the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis, because that's told me before he retracted, and our Mishnah is told me after he retracted, it's still not a difficulty why this Mishnah was first. But really, that's what that Mishnah is talking about when it says that their trefis is like Rebbe Kiva before he retracted. But yeah, ultimately, no one would hold like that Mishnah, because Rebbe Kiva himself retracted in our Mishnah. Now, Gufo, go back to a statement that we mentioned before in an attempt to resolve the contradiction, Amar Shimon Lakish, which we had actually used this teaching of Rish Lakish as a difficulty on his own resolution of these two Mishnayos, because we said he can't say that because you view it as if it's not here and therefore it doesn't help even to slaughter in a different place. He had said, Shachar Esakana, if you slaughter the trachea, the acher nikfa hareyek sher, and then before you even slaughter the esophagus, there's a puncture in the lungs, it's going to be okay. Now, Amar Rava, he says, and as we were alluding to earlier in the interpretation, says, Loyamar Reb Shimon Lakish Elabereya. He only said this teaching if between the cutting of the trachea and the esophagus, you got a hole in the lung. Why would that not be a problem? Since the life, the existence, the functioning of the system of the lungs is dependent on the trachea, which that's where the breathing goes. It goes to trachea, and it goes to bronchioles, and it goes into the lungs. That's how it goes and connects. Therefore, once you slaughter the kana, it's like you took care of that whole system. It's already slaughtered. We can't make a trach anymore. But if let's say there would be a hole in the intestines between cutting the trachea and the esophagus, meaning after you cut already the trachea, then lie. There he didn't say that. There actually the animal would become a trefa because the life of the intestines is a different. The digestive system is not contingent on the trachea. To the contrary, that's actually dependent on the esophagus. It's a different system, and therefore that actually would make it a trefa if that had a hole before you cut the esophagus. However, Maskevler Bzeir asked on this qualification of Rava. He says, why? Since you already permitted something that has a simon of trefis, that you held that since part of the animal is already slaughtered already, which was the trachea, so you said that it can't become a trefa anymore because you can't make a trefa for an animal that only has half of its life. You already did half of the slaughtering, can't make it a trefa anymore. And the reason for this is because at this point, the Gemara understands Reb Zera that he doesn't hold the reason is because kaman demantcha b'dikula dami. It doesn't hold that as if it was put into a box, as if it's not there, and that's why, as Rav had explained, it's going to be only by the lungs. No, he held that a trefa is only every animal that you're slaughtering is a trefa. It's not going to live. You already cut one pipe. So you can't make it a trefa when you already started slaughtering. So he understood that's the understanding of Rish Lakish halacha, that you can't make it a trefa if it's already half dead. So that's why it's not a problem if it gets a hole in the lung. So then Mali Bereya, Mali B'nei Ma'im, he says, and then what's the difference if it has a hole in the lung, a hole in the intestines? Either way, he says, Rish Lakish halacha should be that it should not become as an invalidation of the slaughtering. However, says the Gemara, Behodebei Reb Zeir. Ultimately, Reb Zeir retracted from his understanding, and he agreed that the reasoning of Rish Lakish Halacha is only because it's as if we view that thing which already slaughtered, which is the lung that's dependent on the trachea, as if it's already done, already we can't make it a trefa already, it's like as if it's in the basket. But in the intestines, it would become a trefa because the esophagus is still extant, and it's dependent on that, and that wasn't slaughtered yet. And how do we know that Reb Zeir ultimately retracted? It's from Debay Reb Zeir, because Reb Zeir asked the following question. From that question, we could see that he obviously understood that it would be a problem. His question was, Nikvu b'nei ma'ayim. If let's say they developed a hole in the intestines, bein simen l'simen, meaning after the trachea was cut, which that's always the first one, because generally, trachea is the first one to be cut because that's the one closest to the skin of the throat. And in contrast, the esophagus is closer to the neck bone, which is further back from where you're slaughtering. So if, let's say, in between the cutting of the two pipes, boom, a hole happened in the intestines, now what's the halacha? What's his question? So the Gemara explains, Mimitzdarf simen rishon lesimen sheni, do we combine the first pipe that was cut to the second pipe that's being cut, letara midei nevela, to purify it from becoming a nevela? Or do we not? What's the question? Do we say, when you cut the first pipe, there was two utilities that the cutting of that first pipe was for. One was to ultimately permit the animal to be eaten, because that's what shechita is. You have to cut both pipes. And additionally, is that to purify it, that it doesn't have the tum of nevela. Because besides permitting food to be eaten, an animal that's not slaughtered becomes nevela, has tumas maga, masa. So there's two utilities of cutting the first pipe. Now, the thing is, when you're finally getting to the second pipe, it's not coming to permit it to be eaten anymore, because it already developed a tarfus, an invalidation in the intestines. So the whole utility of the second pipe would only be to purify it, that it should not have tumas nevelas. So therefore his question is, since they're not the same exact act, because one was doing two things, one's doing one thing, maybe we say that the slaughters of the two pipes do not combine. So even though the first pipe was also purifying from nevela, but it had another thing too, and therefore it's not the same, and therefore you can't combine them, and therefore actually will have tumas nevela. Or do you say that no, since ultimately the first pipe was also to purify from tumas nevela, the second pipe, which is also doing the same thing, would combine, and therefore would be considered a bona fide shechita, at least, even though it's a trefa, to not make it into a nevela? That was his question. Now, we actually had said that lav hainu debay ilfa, isn't this the same question that ilfa had had? This question of ilfa is brought later on, the Samachesma Beis and Perik Behema Makasha, which talks about a unique halacha about an animal that's being slaughtered that has a fetus inside in the womb. So the halacha actually is, when the mother is slaughtered, that permits the uber, the fetus, to be eaten. But if, let's say, the animal was already starting to be born before the slaughtering, it already stuck out its hand. So the Gemara there tells us that that limb has a halacha that it's not permitted with the mother slaughtering, because that hand is not in the womb when it's being slaughtered. Rather, according to the Rabbanon, it has a halacha of a trefa that's slaughtered, where it's not going to have tumas nevela, because the shechita helps to purify from tumas nevela, because as the Mishnah there teaches that this halacha, that if you slaughter the mother and then you cut it off, so Rameh actually understands that it has maga nevela, but the Chum say that no, it's a maga trefa shechuta. It's going to be considered that a trefa, but that was slaughtered, so it doesn't have tumas nevela. So that's what Ilfa's question was over the end of Samach Tesav and Aleph. He says, what's the halacha of haitzi uber es yadoi, if the fetus stuck at its hand, bein simen le simen mahu? What's the halacha if you started cutting the first pipe, it was still all the way in? Before you cut the second pipe, boom, the animal stuck its hand out. What's the halacha? What's the question? The first pipe, when you were slaughtering the first pipe, it was doing two functions. It was permitting the animal, including the fetus, to be eaten, and to purify both of them from tumas nevela. The thing is, the second simen, for that aver that comes out, it's not permitting it to be eaten, because it doesn't get permitted when it's out. It will permit it from having tahara, from not getting tumas nevela, to purify it. So his question is, if you continue to have a lama gimel ben aleph, mimitzdarav simen rishon lesimen sheni, do we combine the cutting the first pipe to the second pipe, which would be latar midei nevela, at least to purify that aver from not having tumas nevela, because both of them were at least for that function of purification through the shechita, or maybe not, because ultimately they're still different. Now, the Gemara there resolves the question of Ilfa and says that if we're going to be combining the cutting of the first pipe to the second pipe, because it will be permitting at least the rest of the embryo, the rest of the fetus, to be eaten, because the rest that's inside does get permitted to be eaten. So therefore the Gemara says, so what, we're not going to combine it to purify that aver from tumas nevela? Of course we're going to. We're already combining it for that, we'll combine it for that. Now, so therefore, that's what the Gemara was asking, that regarding Reb Zeira's question, when between the two pipes there's a hole in the intestines, so the Gemara was saying, isn't that the same question as Ilfa, that we said that they should combine, that it shouldn't make a difference, that because they're a little bit different to invalidate the Shechita, because since ultimately in the Simanim themselves there's no flaw, although something else happened, like the animal sticking its hand out, or hole in the intestines, that shouldn't say that it's not considered a shechita, and therefore it is a valid shechita from the two signs, and therefore, just like by Ilfa's case, that it will purify it from tumas nevela, so too over here, it's going to purify at least from tumas nevela, even though it developed a tarfus in the intestines between the two pipes. That was Ula's question, that was what we said, oh, let's compare it to Ilfa, which we should say that it's not a problem. But one thing the Gemara wants to, going back to the idea that we said, that we could prove from this that Reb Zeira ultimately retracted, where do we see that? From the fact that he's asking, what's the halacha? Will the cutting of the second pipe purify this animal from not having tumas nevela? So what do we see? Ad kan lo yiboylon, the Gemara says, ad kan lo yiboylei. So what do we see his question ultimately is elantar midei nevela. His whole question is, will the cutting of the second pipe purify from tumas nevela? Av bachil asur, but we see obviously that he agrees, he understands that you're not going to be able to eat the animal. Obviously, it's because it's obvious to him that it became a trefa with the hole in the intestines that happened in between. And therefore, that's obviously not like he said. He said, anytime you already started cutting half the animal, you can't make it a trefa anymore. Obviously, you see, he retracted. He holds that, of course, it's going to be a trefa. But he wants to know, but will at least be a shchita to be metaret from the midday nevela? So we see that he retracted and he ultimately ended up agreeing. However, the Gemara says, no, not necessarily proof. Only Rav Acha bar Rav Ravina says, truthfully, I could tell you that he never retracted, and it was obvious to Reb Zeira that no, an animal cannot become a trefa anymore when it already is only half alive, and actually you could even eat it. This question Reb Zeira has regarding, well, will it at least purify from Tumas Nevela, that was Reb Zeira Dvarv de Rava Kamar. He was saying according to the opinion of Rava, Rava, who we had quoted before him, and he had qualified that the whole teaching of Rish Lakish is only in the lungs, but he said Rish Lakish would agree that by intestines is going to be a trefa. According to him, is whom Reb Zeira was asking, okay, you hold that if it has a hole in the intestines, it will become a trefa, but my question is, even if it's a trefa, but will the cutting now of the second pipe purify from Tumas Nevela or not? But again, but he doesn't hold to that whole concept at all. He holds you even be able to eat it, and therefore there's no raya that ultimately Reb Zeira retracted. It could be held that no, you cannot have a tarfis b'chatzichias, and therefore he would hold the halacha of shlokish, was not only in the lungs, but even something that's not dependent on, like the intestines, which are dependent on the esophagus, still you cannot make it into a trefa, and you would be able to eat the animal.